The numerical ratings are based on a new set of standards being used by the state to evaluate schools. Laura Pinceno with the State Department of Public Instruction says they provide an accountability scale of 0 to 100 in four key areas.
The priority areas are student achievement, student growth, closing gap, and on-track to graduation and post-secondary readiness.
More than 2,100 Wisconsin schools received report cards, with 85% meeting or exceeding the state's expectations. In all, 76 schools failed by receiving rankings below 53. Pinceno says they expect the factors that led to the current ratings to change over time as new state testing standards are put in place over the next 2 years.
With those new assessment systems coming online in the 2014-15 school year, as well as hopeful adoption of the ACT suite for use in high school, that's going to change the data that we have available to use as part of the accountability index.
State Superintendent Tony Evers says the new report cards are a more comprehensive way to measure student effectiveness in preparing for college and the workforce. Governor Scott Walker praised the large number of high-performing schools, but added that too many others are failing. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.